Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Family First Entrepreneur by Steve Chu is a business and personal development book that argues against the standard hustle culture model of entrepreneurship. Rather than treating constant work as a sign of commitment, Chu presents entrepreneurship as a path to financial freedom that should still leave room for family, health, and personal time. The book is grounded in his own experience building and operating online businesses, especially his long record of running 2 7-figure businesses in roughly 20 hours a week or less. Its purpose is not to reject ambition, but to redefine what ambitious business building can look like when a founder values presence and sustainability as much as revenue. As a result, the book speaks most directly to readers who want practical business guidance without accepting burnout as the price of entry. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a deliberate rejection of hustle culture as the default entrepreneurial model. One of the book's central ideas is that entrepreneurship does not have to mirror the exhausting culture of nonstop work, maximum sacrifice, and identity built around busyness. Chu challenges the assumption that serious founders must accept long hours and personal depletion in exchange for growth. Instead, he reframes business ownership as a means to create freedom, not a new form of captivity. This matters because many entrepreneurship books normalize extreme sacrifice as unavoidable, which can discourage readers who have family responsibilities or who simply want a healthier pace. Chu's position is not that effort is unnecessary, but that effort should be directed toward leverage, systems, and decision-making that produce more output without endless labor. That shift changes the standard by which entrepreneurial success is measured. The book therefore functions as a critique of the emotional and cultural costs of hustle ideology, while offering a more humane definition of what building a business can mean. Secondly, family-first boundaries. As a practical operating principle for business owners, the family-first framework in the book is not presented as a sentimental slogan, but as a decision rule that affects how an entrepreneur structures time, priorities, and commitments. Chu emphasizes protecting family time through deliberate boundaries rather than hoping balance will happen naturally. This is important because many business owners try to preserve personal life only after work is finished, which often means it gets crowded out entirely. The book suggests the opposite: family and personal commitments must shape the business from the start. That idea has practical implications for scheduling, client expectations, workload design, and the types of opportunities an entrepreneur accepts. By making boundaries central, the book shows that freedom is not only about earning money, but about controlling how that money is pursued. This makes the family-first approach more disciplined than it may first appear, because it requires ongoing trade-offs and clear priorities instead of vague intentions. Thirdly, sustainable entrepreneurship through leverage, systems, and working smarter. A major practical theme of the book is that business growth should come from smarter design rather than raw hours worked. Chu's own example of running multiple 7-figure businesses on limited weekly hours illustrates the value of leverage, repeatable processes, and focused effort. The book is therefore interested in the mechanics of sustainability, how to build operations that do not constantly depend on the founder being present. This perspective is especially relevant for readers with real lifestyle constraints, because it suggests that constraint can drive better business design instead of being treated as an obstacle. The underlying logic is that efficiency is not just about productivity. It is about creating a business that remains viable without consuming the founder's entire life. In that sense, the book aligns entrepreneurship with systems thinking. It encourages owners to ask which tasks truly require their direct involvement and which can be simplified, delegated, or organized more effectively. That is a concrete alternative to equating growth with exhaustion. Fourthly, managing guilt and stress while redefining what responsible ambition looks like. The book also addresses the internal tension many entrepreneurs feel when business goals conflict with family responsibilities. Rather than treating guilt as a weakness, Chu frames it as a common response to competing obligations. The practical value of this approach is that it normalizes the emotional strain of trying to build something meaningful without neglecting loved ones. He emphasizes open communication, stress management, and deliberate choices, which suggests that the challenge is not only operational, but psychological. Many founders struggle because they try to satisfy every demand at once, which produces burnout and resentment. The book instead supports a more selective and grounded form of ambition, where the entrepreneur accepts that not every opportunity is worth the cost. This widens the meaning of responsibility. A responsible entrepreneur is not simply the one who works hardest, but the one who protects the conditions that make long-term success possible. That is a useful correction to narratives that glorify sacrifice without considering emotional sustainability. Lastly, a highly practical book for people with real lifestyle constraints. The Family First Entrepreneur stands out because it is aimed at readers who cannot or do not want to adopt the typical startup stereotype of total availability. Its strongest audience is aspiring entrepreneurs who have families, limited time, or a desire for balance from the beginning. The book does not merely inspire. It tries to translate the idea of balance into business-building logic that readers can actually use. That makes it more concrete than many motivational books about entrepreneurship, which often celebrate freedom in abstract terms while leaving the reader unsure how to achieve it. Chu's background in e-commerce gives the book credibility in the online business space, and his long-term claim of sustaining high-value businesses with limited weekly hours reinforces the message that this model is possible. The result is a book that is less about chasing scale at all costs and more about building a business that fits a real life. For readers who want practical entrepreneurship without abandoning family priorities, that positioning is the book's defining strength. In conclusion, The Family First Entrepreneur is best suited for aspiring founders, small business owners, e-commerce operators, and working parents who want a more sustainable approach to entrepreneurship. It will also appeal to readers who are tired of business advice that assumes endless availability, constant optimization, and personal sacrifice as the price of progress. The book's main benefit is that it reconnects entrepreneurship with the original appeal of freedom, control over time, energy, and priorities. Rather than offering abstract inspiration, it presents a clear counterpoint to hustle culture and shows how family considerations can shape business design from the beginning. What makes it stand out in its category is the combination of lived credibility and practical orientation. Steve Chu is not arguing from theory alone. The book is built around his own experience of operating successful businesses without embracing the usual burnout script. Compared with many entrepreneurship books that focus narrowly on scaling, this one asks a more grounded question: what is a business for if it does not support the life you want to live? If you would like to support Steve Chu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.